You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good evening. I'm Lisa Berry. Special dialogue taking place on the Eastern Michigan University campus today. Students and faculty got together to hold a forum called Institutional Racism in Higher Education. And our very own Amanda LeClaire attended. Welcome. And she joins us now live in studio to give us a wrap-up of what went on today.
Yeah, good evening, Lisa. So as we reported earlier, about 150 students at EMU walked out of classes last week in solidarity with students at the University of Missouri, and as a way to bring attention to the issue of institutional and covert racism at Eastern Michigan University as well. And so school officials created today's event to allow students to talk to their peers and to administrators directly about how racism affects their lives every day. And one of the first speakers was Dr. Ronald Woods. He's a professor of Africology and African American Studies here at EMU, and he had this powerful metaphor which he compared systemic racism to.
But today we confront the very complex, intricate root system of racism that is within us and underneath the ground right now. Root systems are hard to extricate.
I understand everybody from including interim president of Eastern, Kim Schatzel, was there as well. What did she have to say?
Well, she opened the forum by saying that the events at the University of Missouri have shown that racism on college campuses is still a real problem. And she told students that she wants EMU to be this place where the issue is being dealt with actively.
We are deeply, deeply committed to creating the best possible environment for our students, faculty, and staff. And that means one that is free from racism and racist incidents.
So how many students would you say were there, and were there some just core principal speakers, or did everyone get a chance to speak?
Well, at the end, everybody could speak if they wanted to, whoever mm-hmm. wanted the mic, but I'm really bad with numbers. I'd say maybe about 300, maybe so.
Wow.
There were there, yeah.
Okay.
And there were also moderators and faculty as well. And so some of the core speakers that began the student panel was Michelle Leitz, Darius Simpson, Tristan Morton, and Layali Alsada, and they are all on EMU's Inclusion Advisory Board, and they each spoke about how their ethnicities affected how they were treated by their peers and teachers. And during that discussion, Darius Simpson, and some listeners might know him from this poetry piece, he was in a video that went viral a few months ago, about 6 months ago, called Lost Voices. He announced that he had a list of demands that black students at EMU wanted to see implemented by the administration.
We demand that the amount of black faculty match the amount of black students. We, the black students, demand all students be required to take a course in general education on race, ethnicity, and racism.
Well, how would you describe the tone? Was it contentious? Was it friendly? Was it tense, respectful? How do you think it all ended up?
It wasn't contentious. It was it was powerful.
Respectful?
I guess. Yeah, very, very respectful, and also very it was very honest, I would say. I think a lot of people were, feeling like they were being able to communicate something that is really hard to communicate, you know, but they were, and that they were being listened to as well.
Did it get emotional, or was it pretty...
It did at points, yeah. Mm. In some of the smaller discussions that happened after the student panel, people were just talking about, you know, more of their individual, experiences. And, you know, there were other students there, white students, talking about what they could do to, you know, help their peers.
All for the betterment, though, of the student body here at Eastern Michigan University. Amanda LeClaire, thank you so much. Attending Institutional Racism in Higher Education today at Eastern. We appreciate you joining us live here on 89.1 WEMU with that great information.